Blog Talk Radio.
This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is CD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.
Hi, this is Petey, and this is Petey Talks Music. I have with me again today Victor McCoy, also known as Little Bass.
Hi, Penny. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Sorry. I hope everybody out there is very, very well today on this very cold day. All right. So, anything new since last time we talked?
Oh, man, it's been a lot new. When I was talking with you before, you know, me and Soulja Boy was going at it. Like, I guess he felt threatened, if I'm not mistaken, if he did or if he didn't. But it just, that's how it felt like to me, because he was tagging me in pictures and showing me love, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, it, you know, it really changed, because he started adding me and he started, started noticing me more. And, you know, it's nothing but love for, you know, me and bro. So shout out to Soulja Boy. And then, you know, I've been, you know, getting looks from Birdman.
Mm-hmm.
He's been looking at my videos and, you know, just checking me out. And by the way, for people that didn't know, Birdman has a new artist named Starship Guy, and he just got signed to Birdman, and he's with Solar Gang.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean, he just got a deal with Birdman and them. So you know, big ups to bro, and you know, it's just people like when they heard me on the radio, and it just blew up. You know, my brother. My CEO hit me up, and I call him my brother because he's like a brother to me. He hit me up, and he was like, you know, can you do any more? And I was like, you know, this is the only person I know. You know, you're the only person I know. So, you know, everybody else, they're going to, you know, be on bullshit.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, let me hear up and let me see, you know what I mean? So that's what made me call you, and here we are today, you know.
Awesome. So for people that do not know what the Solar Gang is, please explain to them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Most definitely. Solar Gang is basically, it's multiple, everything in one. It's like we connected with SODMG and we connected with Rich Gang. So it's everything in one. We just like a big, you know, family, man. I told everybody, like, this summer is going to, like, really happen. Like, you know what I mean? Right now, nobody's not making any moves because it's snowing. But, you know, we're making moves. You know, we're making very little progress. We're getting our name out there and getting, you know, heard. But for people that want to get signed to Solar Gang, you know, people get mixed up of saying, oh, I'm Solar Gang. And then 5 seconds later, they say, oh, I'm Rich Gang. You know what I mean? You could be Solar Gang, but you can still say SODMG, and you can still say Rich Gang. There ain't no difference with it. You know what I mean? It's just everything you want. They're like all the same. You know, that's what people get confused, because then people are saying, I'm SODMG, but really I'm Rich Gang. You know, like, no. It's like you're Solar Gang, Rich Gang, and you're SODMG. You know what I mean? You're everything in one.
Definitely.
So it's one thing, just multiple. And it's just like I'm blessed to be where I am today, talking to you and, you know, being with an opportunity like that. And when, you know, bro heard me on the radio, you know, to be honest with you, I wasn't even an artist with him. He just made me an assistant. But, you know, he saw me, you know, making more videos. He saw me, you know, putting more, you know, videos out, that he was like, you know what, I'm just going to make him an artist.
Yay!
You know.
Awesome.
So it made it, you know, 10 times good. But for people that want to get signed to Solar Gang, you know what I mean? It's just basically you got to be loyal. You got to be consistent with us. you know, because we are the family, you know what I mean? It's not just me and Solar Gang. There's a whole lot of people in Solar Gang. You follow up with me on Facebook, and you're going to see everybody that I'm talking about from Solar Gang on my page and stuff like that. So it's $100 for a T-shirt, but that's just one time. You pay $100, and then, you know, the same thing I was saying the first time, but for those that didn't understand it, it's $100 one time. You get a T-shirt, then after you getting that T-shirt with a custom-made T-shirt with your name on it and Solar Gang on the back, then you're officially in, you know. But I don't think my CEO is looking for, you know, any artists right now.
Okay.
But if he is, I'll have to go up to him and talk to him about that.
Okay. Well, is there any other way for them to contact Solar Gang besides?
Contact Courtney Marie, because she's like an assistant, and she's an assistant, and she's slash Rich Gang.
Okay.
So contact her, and then contact me. And that's just about it. You know, that's like what, you know, everybody, because some artists, they sign you, and some artists don't. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's what my, you know, CEO told me. He's like, you know, I'm just giving you an opportunity, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I never had an opportunity. I never had a chance. So if a real label, you know, offers you, you know, something, you could say that you have experience because you've been with this, you know, label for a certain period of time. But, you know what I mean? I got much love for bro, you know what I mean? And if I don't remember if you play Hard Times on here, but if you guys listen to Hard Times, that I was talking about, like, I just got out of jail. Like, that day that I made that song, I just got out of jail. So, you know what I mean? It was just over some bullshit, you know, with a female.
Oh.
And then it kind of hurted me because, like, I didn't know what I was going to do next, looking for jobs. And they wasn't, you know, helping me at all.
Yeah.
Then, you know, got in contact with, you know, bro. And, you know, he really gave me an opportunity. So if it wasn't for him, you know, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Okay. So, you know, if nobody wants to take you, you know, hire you, you should always make your own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, that's what my brother was telling me, because my brother is kind of skeptical about, you know, people that have their own labels and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, that's clearly understandable, because he's an artist too, and I'm an artist too. But at the same time, you know, we're two different artists. You know what I mean? That's what I want everybody to know. I'm completely different from all these other artists that you hear about. If you like my music, you know, God bless you. You know what I mean? Follow me, subscribe to me, however, you know, just to keep in contact with my music. But my music's on YouTube, so you're just going to have to subscribe to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Until I start getting web pages up and then, you know, start, you know, really, you know, hooking myself up. But I just want, you know, to change the world. You know what I mean? I want to help, you know, the kids out there that's on the street. I want to stop violence, you know, and I've been helping another label called Your Voice Matter.
Oh.
And I've been helping him with the black community, you know, he'll post stuff on Facebook and I'm, you know, sitting there liking it and stuff, just showing that I'm active. And that's what I want people to be on my page, active. Because if you're not active, then I'm just not even going to talk to you, you know,
yeah.
Because I'm very active.
Yes, it's always good to be active, because that's how your name put out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Interesting. So, anything else new happening?
Literally yesterday, I, you know, was like, okay, well, I'm going to start recording, because it was on my mind. Like, if I'm not doing nothing, I'm just bored. I'm just going to, like, think about music. Like, ideas, new ideas, you know, I'm just going to start thinking of shit. And, you know, so what I thought about was a mixtape, and it's coming soon. It's called Hall of Fame.
Okay.
So I'm coming out with that. It's already done. The project is already done. I just need to, like, throw some songs out there, you know. But I, like, hearing it, everything just sounds, you know, good. This sounds like, you know, a new step for me, you know, with me being a Solar Gang and stuff like that, and SRDMG as well, being both.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just music, you know. So I got this done. I could just, you know, now just take a break and, you know, just, you know, focus on, you know, my family or and focus on my group, my team, you know. So, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So this first song that I'm going to play is called Radio Remix. Tell me what inspired that song.
Well, after we got off the air, it made me really think about, you know, how I felt about being on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because not a lot of guys have an opportunity with being on the radio. So it made me, you know, get in the studio, my homemade studio. I'm not going to sit here like my professional studio because I don't. It made me get in my homemade studio, and it really made me, you know, come up with Radio Remix. The song is nationally from Soulja Boy, the beat. And I just, you know, added a little bit of a remix flavor to it. And, you know, I just thought it would have been a good idea for me to, you know, put it out there for people that are fans of Soulja Boy and that are fans of Solar Gang as well. But the, you know, people that's just getting in to, you know, listening to it, I think that it would inspire them to be whatever that they want to be.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so here is Radio Remix by Little Bass.
I never thought being on the beat that I'll be on the radio. I did 2 interviews so far, man. The future is here, man. It's like what I've been through. You don't know what I just been through. I've been feeling pain, man. When I think I've been through a lot, man. Don't you understand my struggle when I tell you that I've been through a lot, man. You can hear it in my voice. You can hear it in my music, man. I'm going to keep on grinding and I'm going to keep on turning. I ain't talking about I'ma get to the top like these other niggas and then don't get to the top, man. I'ma keep on going, man. Little bass, when I say that I be done, man. You can say I pull up looking like Shadow. I think it's real when I say I ain't playing. Young thriller, when I say I'm gonna keep on thrilling. Everything I said is true. Believe me. You don't understand what I've been through. And you're not the truth. Baby boys was real goons, man. I swear to God they was. You don't understand the pain. I was getting in trouble, man. But now I'm trying to get out of it. There's a lot going on in my life, but I'm gonna keep on thinking and I'm gonna keep on praying. I'm confident that I'm gonna get to where I'm gonna get to. This is the future talking to you. Don't you understand? My pain, man, I'm just smoking a cigarette, and I'm telling you everything I've been through. People on the street was making fun of me, telling me that I wasn't gonna amount to anything, telling me that I wasn't gonna lose my dream. Now I'm sitting back, chilling, saying, so the gang, bitch, but when I say I'm sitting back, chilling, I ain't worried about shit. I'm just Gucci'd up, nigga, when I say I ain't worried about shit. I've been stunning, sitting on it. Such a young nigga when I was getting fun. Shit, bro, I'm probably gonna play this on the radio. I just chill. I'm not saying that I just burnt. I'm just bullets, we fine. Automatic when I get the bullets, we fine. gold chopper when I let it fit.
That just came in my head, and then I went on Facebook and I see guys taking their shirts off, they say they got this much money and they wear this much jewelry, so it just basically just means stop saying what you're doing when really you're not doing it, quit flexing, stop, you got it. Well, really, you don't got it. Saying that you got something, but really, you don't got. That's all it is.
Definitely. I know a lot of people like that.
I'm tired of people like that, saying that you got something, well, really, that you don't got. So I think this song right here, it really says everything, about a person, trying to, flash or, brag or, just say that they got something that really that they don't got.
Okay. Awesome. Here is Quit Flexing by Lil Bass.
Quit flexing, man. Quit fucking flexing, cause you ain't really flexing. longer what you see. What you pull up with your bitch, different colors when I pull. If you think you're gonna be surprised when you see me with your bitch. Fuck what you talk about. You ain't swagging like me, fuck nigga. So quick, flex, nigga. No control when you're in flex, say. Little bitch said this shit. Fuck what you talk about when you see me, man. Stay positive, stay base, always follow your dream, don't let nobody hold you back. Stop bullying, man, for 2014 and 2015. We coming off with a new year, man. Let's get it.
All right, that was Quit Flexing by Lil Bass. So the next song that we're going to play is called Feel My Pain. Tell me what inspired that song.
Feel My Pain. Just by what I was going through in my situation with me being on the block when I was young, what I was, like, experiencing with, you know, people bullying me, you know, saying that they're really my friend when really that they're not, people, you know, telling me, telling other people, you know, telling me one thing, like, I'm cool with you, and telling other people another thing, you know, just. And then it's just everything in one. You know, I'm talking about, you know, what happened when I was, you know, living in Ohio and when I'm, you know, what's going on right now.
And you know, where are you currently now?
I'm in Minnesota, Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Prince is at.
Okay.
The home of Prince. You know his name is Victor, too.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, his name is Victor.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
And then the funny thing is, the first song that she just played, I want to say this to everybody, that came out right on my birthday, February 12th. That came out right on my birthday.
Oh.
And then a couple of other songs that I got on, you know, my page will come out right on the holidays, like New Year's. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Christmas. You know, it's just very, you know, it's just, you know, I just wanted to point that out for people that, you know, didn't realize that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, that's how much of a hard worker I, you know, I'll put a song out, shit, on Veterans Day.
Okay. You gotta keep doing it. That's,
yeah. It's just, you know, very little people that you hear, you know, pushing music out, especially on, you know, holidays, New Year's, you know what I mean? Like, just stuff like that. So I just wanted to, you know, point that out to people.
Okay. All right, so this is Feel My Pain by Lil Bass.
This is Lil Bass, man. Feel my pain on this one. Stay patient, stay positive, man. Feel my pain. Feel my pain, man. Came from nothing, now I'm trying to make it to something. Living with my dad, and he was telling me that I wasn't going to be nothing. He just kept telling me that, and then I kept listening to it for a minute, man. Talking to my brother on the phone every day and telling him that what my dad was telling me, and he was telling me to keep on going. Telling me to be positive and stay positive. Keeping me up on my feet. I ain't lying, man. Don't listen to everything what you hear, man. I came from nothing and I'm struggling. I ain't even lying. But it's getting better, man, and I promise you it is. I close my eyes and I see the dream and I see it every day. Sleeping for the rich, man, I promise you. I'm asleep until I see the dream, man. That's when I'm gonna go to sleep, man. The pain is real when I say it is. You can feel my parents when I tell you I came from nothing. I tell the kids on the street to stop bullying. You can't tell anybody to do something that they don't want to do. Words are kind of hard for me to spit out, but this is just pain, man. When I spit it out to you, I ain't lying to you. I came from nothing. And now I'm trying to make it to something. I had nobody there for me, man. And now I got positive people around me that telling me to be anything. And that's what I need, man. I see a lot of dudes grinding, and I'm grinding too. When it comes to this music, I've been grinding. And everybody's asking me, what's the job, man? This is my job. I've been working 24/7 when I say that I've been working. People laughing at me, telling me that I wasn't going to be nothing. Now look at me now, flexing like Hulk Hogan. Coming out looking like Macho Man. Rest in peace. Don't you hear me? When I said I came from nothing, feel my pain, man. These dudes still judging me. And I don't care what they say about me, because your girl at the end of the day is feeling me.
All right, that was Feel My Pain by Little Bass. Okay, so I thought we would have enough time to do two more songs, but creeping up on 7.
No.
But maybe next time, if you decide to come back on. I want to thank you for coming on my show once again.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it for you, inviting me to your show. It's an honor. You know, letting everybody know, this is a new opportunity. This is a new opportunity for everybody to, make something of themselves, and also be creative in your own way. So that's what, I'm trying to do. And, if by people not knowing who Hulk Hogan is and Macho Man Randy Savage is, I'm going to explain that. Hulk Hogan is a wrestler. And Macho Man Randy Savage is a wrestler. So when he came out, he was wearing the colorful robes and he just had a different way of dressing. So I just put that in my song as the way I dress. When I go to clubs or sometimes go out to bars or whatever. I would feel like dressing up like Randy said, Macho Man. So that's what the whole line meant, and I just wanted to get that out there for people. But I also want to give shout outs. I want to give a shout out to SODMG. I want to give a shout out to Rich Gang. I want to give a shout out to Birdman. I want to give a shout out to Young Horse. I want to give a shout out to I want to give a shout out to King Chuck. I want to give a shout out to Courtney because she's the assistant with Solar Day and / Rich Gang. I want to give a shout out to Scarlett. I want to give a shout out to Rich, because we out here, we getting rich and we getting money. So, shout out to everybody out there that threw a moves. If I forgot about, your name, I appreciate it for everything. And then shout out to Penny for letting me be up there, man.
Yay. Hello. Thank you. And I hope everybody enjoyed the show tonight. And as we say every night, live, love, and laugh music. Good night, everyone.
This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV. This is PD Talk Music, the best radio show in the DMV.